Some living around northern sections of the River Trent are now being advised to go and stay with family and friends or use respite centres. Heather Shepherd from the National Flood Forum says the weather's having serious consequences.
For the people who are flooded, they've got this long journey now ahead of them to reinstate their properties. And with the cold weather coming along as well, you know, the months ahead aren't going to help. It's very challenging for them mentally and physically.
Passengers have described the moment someone had to be pulled to safety after a chunk of fuselage blew off a plane mid-flight. Alaska Airlines has now grounded its entire fleet of Boeing 737 MAX planes as a precaution. Listed papers appear to reveal Rishi Sunak's doubts about the Rwanda refugee plan. They suggest the then-Chancellor didn't think sending migrants to Africa would stop boat crossings. Police have confirmed they're investigating the post office for potential fraud over the wrongful conviction of hundreds of former managers. Many were jailed because faulty IT systems suggested money was missing from their branches. A woman in her 90s had been pulled alive from a collapsed house in western Japan 5 days after a major earthquake hit the region. The 7.6 magnitude quake killed more than 100 people. Sport now. Non-league Chesterfield hoping to cause an FA Cup third round upset away at Championship side Watford this afternoon. Live to Joe Rawson at Vicarage Road.
You wouldn't know that there are 63 places between the two clubs. Joe Quigley's header in the 28th minute after Raheem Shackelford's cross, giving the non-league side the lead. Watford have had good chances through Yasser Asprilla and Ismail Koney, but it's the 4,000 travelling fans that are happier at the break. Upset is on. Watford 0, Chesterfield 1.
Premier League Brighton are drawing 1-1 at Stoke. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gober.
This is Phoenix FM.
It's 2 minutes past four. A very good Saturday afternoon to you. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's going to be a mostly cloudy Saturday night across our area. Limited clear spells and localised frost in some places. Showers will reach some coastal areas and spread inland and may turn to sleet. Minimum temperature overnight, 0 degrees. Sunday we'll see some early showers, maybe some sleet, but it will die away and there will be some bright or sunny spells during the day. It's still really very cold though, especially along the coast where there'll be some strong winds. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 5 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Right now, we've got a half-time report from our featured non-league game this afternoon. It's in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South at New Lodge, where Hutton are hosting Dunmo Town. Watching that one for us is Andy Gardner.
Hutton here at New Lodge in the Thurlow Nun South Division. It is Hutton 2, Dunmo Town 0. A fully deserved scoreline as well. Hutton have dominated this match. It's been hotly contested, as is always the case in the Thurlow Nun, but an early fracas which resulted in a couple of yellow cards, and one of those players, George Hamill from Dunmo, he was taken off to save himself from a possible early red. It did threaten to boil over. We also had an injury to the referee in the early stages when he collided with a home player, but he's fit to continue. Boxall down the right and Rawlings down the left have really turned this game for Hutton, dominating proceedings, and they combined in the 29th minute for the opening goal. Boxall working his magic down the right, put over a cross for Rawlings to tap in at the back post. Three times actually Boxall has done that for Rawlings, but only one of those chances has found the net. And the ball was in the net as well shortly afterwards. It was an own goal, actually, but Dunmow was saved by the linesman's flag. Then Graves slipped up, giving the ball away just outside the penalty area. And Dave Johnson went through, but was denied by the legs of Hudson in the Dunmow goal. And then on right on 45 minutes, what a time to score. And this time the own goal counted, and it was a Freddie Gard free kick which got deflected in at the near post. Really the only response from Dunmow, fielding a strike force that have scored 31 goals between them, but they haven't really threatened at all. Their only effort on target was a speculative effort from Cameron Gibbons after 20 minutes, which had to be seen out by Jay Grossart. So fully deserving this scoreline at the moment. Hutton is second in the table, Dunmow seventh. They were top in November, but have only won a couple of their last eight games, the last four of the last eight, actually. So it's looking good at the moment for Hutton here at New Lodge. Hutton 2, Dunmow Town 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. We'll hear again from Andy after the final whistle. A couple of half times which came in late. Hashtag United, they're away to Dulwich Hamlet in the Isthmian Premier League. Its goal is at half time there. And the half time whistle has now gone in the match between Altrincham and Barnet in the National League. And Altrincham are winning by 2-0. The last race of the afternoon meeting at Wincanton has taken place, the 3:50, and it was won by number 2, Haston Clermont, priced at 4-1. Second was number 6, Seymour Promise, priced at 7-1. And third was number 5, Hilltown, priced at 7-2. Six ran. Number 3, Carulium, was the 5-2 favourite, but only managed to finish in fourth place.
Screaming shell, a generation's on.
FM.
One word, one vibe, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know what it feels like. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away. Oh, my hands up, I was wrong.
Jess Glynn and Friend of Mine, and before that we heard Sophie Ellis-Bextor and Crying at the Disco Sec. 14 minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. This is Phoenix Sport. I'm John Chubb. The evening race meeting at Southall has started with the 4 o'clock, which was won by number 2, Cuban Tiger, who's the 4-5 favourite. Second was number 1, Call to Action, priced at 25-1. And third was number 4, Musical Touch, priced at 11-2. Runners in that race. In the football, second halves are well underway, and there's been quite a few goals already, so I'm going to run through those now. Sutton United may be struggling near the foot of League Two, but they have equalised in their FA Cup third round tie away to Championship. Plymouth Argyle, Lee Angle scoring 5 minutes after the restart for Sutton. In the National League, it's now Solihull Moors 2, Woking nil. Callum Maycock 3 minutes after the restart. There's been a couple of goals in quick succession in the EFL League One game between Cheltenham Town and Portsmouth. Pompey took the lead on 49 minutes when Cheltenham's Tom Bradbury put the ball into his own net, but within 2 minutes Liam Sercombe had equalised it, and in fact Sercombe has just scored a second on 54 minutes, so Cheltenham have turned that game around in a very short space of time. They are now beating high-flying Pompey by 2-1. There's been a goal at Bridge Avenue in the ESPN Premier League, and it's an equaliser for visitors Horsham 4 minutes after the restart against Hornchurch, the league leaders. In the FA Cup, Bournemouth are still losing at Queen's Park Rangers, but they've pulled one back. Marcus Tavernier in the 49th minute. It's QPR 2, Bournemouth 1. In the ESPN North, Hayley Swifts have got in front against Enfield 8 minutes into the second half at Scrady Road. Enfield's Jack Leach put the ball in his own net on 53 minutes. A lot of own goals going in today. And also in the ESPN North, Walden Tiptree are now 2-0 up away to Ipswich Wanderers. Shane Temple scoring a second for the Jammers 9 minutes into the second half. In the FA Cup, the round, Lee 2 Newport have gone a goal ahead against National League Eastleigh, who are down to 10 men. James Clark after 56 minutes at Rodney Parade. Hashtag United have been in fine form in the ESPN Premier League recently, but they've got a goal behind in their match at Dulwich Hamlet in the 52nd minute. There's been a couple of goals, in League One of the EFL. It's Burton Albion that won, Wycombe Wanderers was nil, Beverly Lubala after 57 minutes for the Brewers, and in St James's Park, it's Exeter 1, Carlisle 0, Reece Cole after 57 minutes down in Devon. Gold in the National League in a match between Hartlepool and Oxford City. Hartlepool have taken the lead in that one. And in the FA Cup third round, it's now Stoke 1, Brighton 2. The Seagulls have gone 2-1 front, 7 minutes into the second half. England centre-half Lewis Dunk, the scorer.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Another goal in the FA Cup has come in the tie at St Mary's Stadium, where in-form championship side Southampton are hosting Walsall of League Two, and the Saints have now gone 2-0 ahead. Sekou Mara, the scorer of Southampton's second in the 58th minute. I'm just going to turn my attention to tennis, because one of the big events of the annual tennis calendar starts next weekend, namely the Australian Open, and there's been a couple of warm-up tournaments taking place ahead of that, one of which is the Auckland Classic, where Coco Gauff the US Open champion, just 19 years old still. She's been in very impressive form leading up to the Australian Open, and she continued that in the semi-finals of the Auckland Classic when she beat fellow American Emma Navarro 6-3, 6-1 in straight sets. The world number three, who is defending the Auckland title she won last year, is going to face Ukraine's Alina Svitolina in tomorrow's final. And that was after Svitolina beat an unseeded player, Wang Zhu of China. Elsewhere, the Canberra International is another event that's been taking place. This is ranks the next one down from the Auckland Classic. And British player Harriet Dart lost the biggest final of her career to date. She was beaten in straight sets by Spain's Nuria Palizas Diaz in the final. So she will now take part in Australian Open qualifying, which begins on Monday. Also in Brisbane, Denmark's Holger Rune faced tough opposition from another unseeded player, Roman Safiulin of Russia, but he eventually secured Rune, that is, his place in the men's final with a 6-4, 7-6, 7-0 win. Ladies travel coming up very soon. Oh, just before I do, a few more goals have gone in, actually. An equaliser for Brentwood Town at home to Felixstowe Moreton United in the Isthmian North. And it's Wyan Reid who has equalised for the Blues on 63 minutes. Haybush was 1, Enfield 1 now, also in the Isthmian North. Enfield have equalised at Scraley Road, and Bournemouth are back in it at Loftus Road. It's now Queen's Park Rangers 2, Bournemouth 2 in the FA Cup third round. Kiefer Moore levelling for the Cherries just before the hour. And Bradford City have equalised in EFL League 2 against Crawley Town. Liam Whitehouse just after the hour mark at Valley Parade. And in the National League, a couple more goals to tell you about. Hartlepool United have doubled their lead at home to Oxford City. They're now winning 2-0. And Rochdale are 1-up in their home match against Kidderminster Harriers. Ladies travel coming up soon after we've heard from the Rolling Stones, Mess It Up.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
With the time, it's 27 minutes past four. Let's take a look at what's happening on the roads. No reported problems in Brentwood or Billericay this afternoon, but there are some things further afield still. And if you possibly can, you might want to avoid the M25 this afternoon. There was a police incident, and the clockwise entry slip at Junction 30 is now closed. It's not expected to be open for about another hour. And also, the clockwise carriageway between junctions 1A and 2, all lanes are closed in respect of the police incidents. They're expected to be cleared in right about half an hour. And on the clockwise carriageway of the M25, there is currently slow moving traffic between junction 29 for the 127 and 30 for the A13. Battles Bridge flooding there this afternoon, so Hawk Hill and Watery Lane. Hawk Hill is blocked and Watery Lane is closed between Beaches Road and Hull Bridge Road. Epping High Street is still busy between Stonehouse Hill and Station Road in both directions. Lakeside still very slow traffic between around the shopping centre and the retail parks. Crown Hill in Rayleigh still a bit busy, but the High Street's looking a bit better at the moment. Chelmsford, slow moving traffic still on Parkway East between High Bridge and the Army and Navy roundabout. Also slow on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. And Springfield Road northbound is busy between High Bridge Road and Victoria Road. Approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout are still busy. Van Diemen's Road, Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass all currently have queuing traffic. Also, if you're in the Romford area this afternoon, on the A12 Eastern Avenue in the Chapel Heath area, there are some emergency repairs taking place. Queuing traffic at one lane is closed. That's going up towards Romford at Barley Lane. That's the Little Heath traffic lights. Lane 2 of 3 is closed there, and that's causing some hold-ups this afternoon. Public transport, just a reminder that on Greater Anglia trains, there are works taking place again this weekend. Construction for the new Bewley Park station, so the main line is closed between Chelmsford and Whittam all weekend. Train services from Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton and Colchester and Braintree are terminating at Whittam. Replacement buses are in operation. Connecting train services are operating between Chelmsford and Liverpool Street by Ingerstone and also serving Shenfield and Stratford, so the South End line is unaffected. Meanwhile, on TfL, just a reminder that there is no service on the DLR all weekend between Stratford International and Woolwich Arsenal. You can use the Jubilee line between Stratford and Canning Town instead, or replacement buses. There are still some minor delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains. Blimey, that was a long one. The music's run out. I'll have another update around about 1 hour from now. Lots more goals to tell you about in the football. I can tell you Brentwood Town have turned things around over at the arena in Easby and North End. Now 2-1 up against high-flying Felixstowe and Walton United. Becky McKenzie scoring the Blues' second 20 minutes from time. And also going well, Billericay Town, who are 2-0 up in their match at Kingstonian in the Easby and Premier League. George Wine scored on 55 minutes and Moses Emmanuel scored just after the hour, doubling their lead. In EFL League One, Wickham have equalised at Burton Sam Vokes on 67 minutes for the Chairboys. Charlton are now 2-1, or they were 2-1 up at Port Vale. Daniel Carnu, former Southend United loanee, he scored just before the hour. 4 minutes later, Ikpizu scored an equaliser for Vale, so it's now 2-2 in that League One game. In the National League, it's now Altrincham 3, Barnet 0. Plymouth are back in front against Sutton United in the FA Cup third round. They won a penalty in the 68th minute. That was converted by Ryan Hardy. Aveley have conceded in the National League South away to Reading United, but the Millers are still winning by 3-1. And Blackburn Rovers, after trading early doors against Cambridge United in the FA Cup for a round, they are now 4-2 ahead. Arne Sigurdsson for the Championship side against the League One outfit on 66 minutes. National League is now Ebbsfleet United 2, Wealdstone 0. They won a penalty on 66 minutes in Ebbsfleet, converted by Dominic Pollion. In the FA Cup, there's been an equaliser for Stoke City against Brighton and Hove Albion. They won a penalty just after the hour, converted by Lewis Baker. And it's now Southampton 3, Walsall 0. Also in the FA Cup, Ryan Fraser on 69 minutes. So it looks like the Saints are going to be going through to the third round. Another South Coast side hoping to do the same are Bournemouth, who have made a tremendous comeback at Queen's Park Rangers, who were winning 2-0 at half-time. But they've scored 3 now in the second half. Justin Kluivert on 69 minutes for the Cherries. Son of Dutch legend Patrick Kluivert has put them in front. Brentwood Townsley didn't last long as Felixstowe Moreton United have equalised in the 74th minute in the Isthmian North. In League 2, it's now Salford City 1, Forest Green Rovers 2. Lifeline for bottom club Forest Green, possibly, and not the best start for Salford's head coach, Carl Robinson, at the moment. In the National League, Rochdale have doubled their lead against Kidderminster. They're now winning by 2-0. And I understand Southend United have done the same against Halifax Town the National League. It's now 2-0 at Root Hall, I believe. Not got confirmation of the scorer. I'll see if I can find that out. While we listen to a Philly classic from the 70s with the late great Teddy Pendergrass on lead vocals, Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes, and Don't Leave Me This Way.
Away, hey, a broken man.
This classic soul, Hell Belver to the Blue Notes, Don't Leave Me This Way. And if you're an Ocean Man, if you like that kind of thing, he's here every Saturday night on Phoenix FM between 8 and 10 with Boogie Nights. And as always, good slice of 70s soul, though he goes right through the decades with his music selection. That's well worth a listen. 20 to 5, and we're edging towards full-time and 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football, and lots more goals have gone in since I last spoke about it, so I'm going to run through those now. It is still Southend United. I thought it was Southend United 1, Halifax 0. I think they had a goal disallowed, but according to what I'm seeing here, Southend have just scored a second. It was Gus Scott Morris, 11 minutes from time for the Shrimpers. So they're heading for victory against Halifax Town. Seventh place at the start of play this afternoon. Elsewhere, extraordinary FA Cup third round tie taking place at Stoke City. Brighton and Hove Albion are back in front. They're winning 3-2. Well, Pedro, the scorer on 71 minutes for the Seagulls. Hampton and Richmond Borough have pulled a goal back at Braintree, but the Iron are still winning by 2-1. National League, it's Solihull Moors 3. Woking nil. Mark Beck with Solihull's third 15 minutes from time. Exeter 2, Carlisle 0 in EFL League 1. Sonny Cox with the Grecians second after 77 minutes there. Bedwicky Town, they're having a really good afternoon away to Kingstonian in the ESPN Premier League. Pat Johnson has got Bedwicky's third to put them 3-0 up in the 73rd minute. Not going so well for Brightley Sea Reach in the ESPN North, though. They're now 2-0 down away to league leaders Lowestoft Town. They're down to 10 men, as well as they've had Kojo Apenteng dismissed in the second half of that game. There's been another goal in the game between Kingstonian and Billericay. They won a penalty on 76 minutes. It's now Kingstonian 1, Billericay Town 3. Chesterfield were 13 minutes away from a big FA Cup shock away to Championship Watford, but the National League leaders have just conceded. The hosts, Mileta Rajovic, has scored an equaliser 13 minutes from time. Oxford City have got Hartlepool in the National League, but Hartlepool are still winning by 2-1. In League 2, it's Barrow 1, Tranmere 0, Dean Campbell 10 minutes from time for the home side. And also in League 2, Bradford City have got in front late on against Crawley Town. Crawley's Crawley Adai puts the ball in his own net. Yet another own goal this afternoon on 79 minutes. Southampton heading into the fourth round draw of the FA Cup. They are the championship, third place championship side, are now 4-0 up against League 2 Walsall. Shea Adams, 11 minutes from time, scoring the Saints' fourth. Eastleigh of the National League away to Newport County of League 2. Despite being down to 10 men, they have scored an equaliser 9 minutes from time. They won a penalty converted by Chris Maguire, so it's now Newport 1, Eastleigh 1. Also equalising, hashtag United in their ESPN Premier League game away to Dulwich Hamlet. It's Max Cornhill who has scored for the Tags on 77 minutes. And also, it's now Blackburn Rovers 5, Cambridge United 2 now in the third round of the FA Cup. Cambridge United had a lead early on in that game, but Rovers in full control now, with Harry Leonard scoring their fifth 9 minutes from time. Carlisle have pulled a goal back at Exeter in League 1. Daniel Butterworth scoring late on for them, 4 minutes from time. But Exeter at the moment are still winning 2-1. Sheffield United are having a very difficult season in the Premier League, but no problems for them this afternoon in the FA Cup. They are heading towards the fourth round. 3-0 up away to League 2 Gillingham. James McAtee has scored the Blades' third, 7 minutes from time. There has been a red card at Grady Road. Haybridge Smith's Lee Noble has been dismissed late on in their match against Enfield. It is still one apiece in that ESPN North game. And in the ESPN Premier League, there's been a red card at Bridge Avenue. Hornchurch, the leaders at home to Horsham, and Horsham's Brivio has been dismissed late on in that game. Another goal of Valley Parade in League 2. Crawley Town have equalised late on. It's now Bradford City 2, Crawley Town 2. And I believe Southend United have scored a third against FC Halifax Town. Yes, they have. Gus Scott Morris has got his second and the Shrimpers third, 5 minutes from time. So they're heading for a fine win against FC Halifax Town. Also heading for a fine win at Chelmsford City in the National League South. They are now 3-1 up away to Worthing. Jermaine Francis scoring the Clarets third, 7 minutes from time. And very impressive attendance at that game. 1,774 watching that one at the Sussex Transport Community Stadium. And talking of Sussex, Brighton and Hove Albion may just have booked their place in the FA Cup fourth round, although it's not over yet. They're now only 4-2 at Stoke. Well, Pedro has scored his second and Brighton's fourth with 10 minutes to go. Wealdstone have scored at Ebbsfleet United. No, they haven't. It's been ruled out. And it's now Blackburn Rovers 6, Cambridge United 2 in the FA Cup. And in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey have taken a late lead against Leyton Town. Abbey are now winning by 2-1.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM. Wish much.
Thanks, Darren. And the FA Cup, I said Blackburn had scored a 6 against Cambridge United, but it's been ruled out, so Blackburn are still winning that tie 5-2. Meanwhile, in the All Championship third round tie at the MKM Stadium, Hull City has got a late equaliser against manager this Birmingham City, Matty Jacob, 3 minutes from time in that tie. Walton Tittrey has conceded a minute from time away to Ipswich Wanderers in the ESPN North, but Walton and Tittrey are still winning by 2-1. EFL League One, I understand Charlton have taken a late lead at Port Vale and now winning 3-2. Sheffield United, as James McAtee has scored his second and his side's fourth at Gillingham in the FA Cup third round out reply. McAtee added a second for him and a fourth for the Blades 2 minutes from time. Also in the FA Cup third round, Plymouth Argyle have fought back against Sutton United of League 2 and then now 3-1 up in second half injury time. Morgan Whittaker scored an injury time third for Plymouth. Canvey Island have conceded an equaliser 3 minutes from time in the recent Premier League game at Haringey Borough. It is now 1-1 there. Brightley Sea Region have scored late on in ESPN North at Lowestoft Town. Bradley Russell, 2 minutes from time, but the home side are still winning 2-1. Barnet have pulled a goal back at Altrincham in the National League, but the home side are still winning 3-1. Also in the National League, Dorking Wanderers, I thought it's got a late equaliser. I think it's been ruled out, so Oldham still winning 1-0 there. And hashtag United, they've been in fine form in the ESPN Premier League recently, but they look to have blown it this afternoon. They are 2-1 down at Dulwich Hamlet, who have scored their second goal a minute from time. Get it back to racing. The 4:30 at Southall was won by number 7 Roman Emperor, the 5-6 favourite. Second was number 1 Artistic Mission, priced at 9-2, and third was number 5 Navarro, priced at 11-4. There were a total of 8 runners in that race. Meanwhile, in the English Premiership of Rugby Union. There is one full-time score that's come through, and it's finished Leicester Tigers 19, Saracens 10. Very close contest in the other match taking place this afternoon, which hasn't yet finished. It's Exeter Chiefs 36, Northampton Saints 35. I'll bring you the final score from that once I've got it. Got all the local rugby results to come as well, of course. I'm briefly going to talk cricket because Australia have been playing Pakistan in a test series. Day four of five took place, and it was the final test match for their legendary batter, David Warner. And it proved to be a fitting end to his international career as Australia beat Pakistan by eight wickets to seal a 3-0 series clean sweep. Opening batter Warner struck 57 as a host, comfortably chased 130 to win on the fourth day in Sydney. An emotional Warner was given a guard of honour by Pakistan, and he added 119 for the second wicket with Manus Labuschagne, who made an unbeaten 62. And it's generally considered that he's going to be a very hard act to follow for Australia. He is, in fact, the fourth most successful opener of all time in terms of runs scored, behind recently retired Essex and England legend Sir Alistair Cook, India's Sunil Gavaskar, and South Africa's Graham Smith. So he really has had a glittering career, and Australian cricket will be the poorer without him. Get it back to football. The first four times are coming through from the 3 o'clock kickoffs, and Sheffield United will be in the fourth round draw for the FA Cup. They have run comfortably away to League Two Gillingham this afternoon. Canberra Island fallen behind late on at Haringey Borough in the ESPN Premier League. They were winning 1-0 for most of the game, but they've scored, conceded two goals in the final 3 minutes. And with that match coming in second half injury time, it's Haringey 2, Canvey 1. Meanwhile, there's been a late red card in the EFL League 2 match between Salford City and Forest Green Rovers. Forest Green have had Ryan Innes sent off, although Salford were down to 10 men as well. Adrian Mariappa was sent off for them. Salford have now equalised in that one. It's now 2-2. Full time in ESPN North, it's finished Heybridge Swifts 1, Enfield 1. FA Cup, Eastleigh of the National League will host League 2 Newport County in a replay after the two sides drew 1-1 this afternoon. In League 1 of the EFL, meanwhile, it's finished Burton Albion 1, Wickham Wanderers 1. Blackburn Rovers of the Championship are into the fourth round draw of the FA Cup. They quite comfortably in the end, despite going behind early on, beat Cambridge United of League 1 5-2 this afternoon. Another Championship side going into the fourth round draw, Plymouth Argyle. They beat Sutton United of League 2 by 3-1 this afternoon. And Norwich City, another Championship club, will face a replay down in the West Country. They hosted Bristol Rovers of League One, who held them to a 1-1 draw this afternoon. In League Two, it's finished Barrow 1, Tranmere Rovers 0. And heartbreak for National League leaders Chesterfield. It did look for a time like they were heading for a huge upset away to Championship club Watford. But I understand Watford have taken a late lead in that game. In second half injury time, it is Watford 2, Chesterfield 1. All over St Mary's in another FA Cup tie, and comfortable for Southampton in great form in the Championship, and they saw off League 2 Walsall with a 4-0 victory this afternoon. Colchester United, with Danny Cowley in charge for the first time, may have nicked a late point in their match at Swindon in League 2. They've apparently scored a late equaliser down in Wiltshire. It's now 2-2. National League, a couple of full times. Great win for Southend United against FC Halifax Town. It finished 3-0 to the host of Roots Hall this afternoon. Also in the National League, it finished Hartlepool United 2, Oxford City 1. FA Cup, it'll be a replay at St Andrews because it finished Hull City 1, Birmingham City 1. Good win for Binwicky Town in the ESPN Premier League this afternoon, keeping up their promotion challenge. They were 3-1 winners away at Kingstonian this afternoon. Brightley Sea Region lost 2-1 at Lowestoft Town in the ESPN North this afternoon. And in the National League, it's finished Maidenhead 0, Bromley Will 0, Solihull was 3, Woking 0. ESPN North, full-time, the redo, it's finished Brentwood Town 2, Felixstowe and Walton United 2. I'll have some more full-times at the other side of the news. We're going to have a Tamla Motown classic taking us there, The Miracles of Love Machine.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.